Facebook, there have been numerous mass shootings in America, most recently in Las Vegas, Nevada, and Sutherland Springs, Texas. Linda Kenyon, Capitol Hill.
British Prime Minister Theresa May is praising her fellow European leaders for agreeing to move on to the next phase in the Brexit talks. That phase will focus on the two-year timetable for Britain's exit. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to KCNR 1460, currently 36 degrees. This is Linda Bott. And Carl's going to be screaming around the corner here. I know him. He's talking to somebody out. Hey, it's showtime, buddy. Welcome to Friday here. It's the 15th of December. And I don't like to be one of those people who do the countdown, like how many days left of... I don't like the idea of shopping days. Last night we attended a wonderful Soroptimus Christmas dinner at the club. We've had, you know, it's a time again that you love your friends and your family, and try not to get caught up in the gotta, because I know the feeling, you know. I want to share with you after we get going here. Carl just came in the room. And good morning, everybody. KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, currently 36
degrees. Good morning. I must have been running a little bit.
Yeah,
late.
I was just
walking around the offices, getting some coffee,
trying to put some sugar in your coffee.
Talking to Chris.
Okay.
I didn't realize it starts at this time every morning.
Yeah, well, guess
after
what?
After 8 years. Did you know that yesterday was the 8th anniversary of KCNR 1460?
See, I always thought it was December 15th, but it was December 14th that we actually kicked off. Oh, my gosh, it was our anniversary.
8 years we've been on the air.
Oh, my gosh, and it was Bob Belongi who said, did Bob bring it up?
No, we've been talking about it, you know,
my
off and
gosh.
On.
My gosh.
Carl, if you show up late again, it's going to only stay at 8 years.
Yeah.
Just so you know. It'll start a new one of Amy and Linda.
If you're hearing this other beautiful female voice, it's Amy from Haven Humane here. And, of course, you're making the rounds here with the media outlets for Pet of the Week. Good morning. And who do we have?
Good morning. So I have Aster. Sorry about that. I just had to.
Oh, no, absolutely.
I had to throw some shade your way.
Turn her microphone down.
You know I could feel this, okay? I got a face for radio. That's what I've been told.
I saw your dog earlier today.
Did you? Oh,
she
so
was rolling around on the floor, getting her tummy rubbed.
Yeah, she's such a lover. She's over it already. She's laying down right now. She's sleeping. So I brought Aster today. Aster's about 4 years old. She is great with other dogs and kids. She'd probably be best in a house without cats. She likes to chase little things.
Mm. No guinea pigs.
No guinea pigs. Yeah, she wants to chase
She'll
and eat little things.
Think the guinea pig's a toy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but she is so amazing with other dogs. She's in our doggy play group once a week, and she also has a boyfriend in there. And they are very close, those two. They are. And, he gets jealous if she's going to go play with other dogs. And, they're married and they love each other and they lick each other's faces. And she does great with other dogs and she's so fun.
Do you have to adopt both of them?
You don't have to, but that would be fun because both of them have been with us for a while. The other one's like a retriever mix named Grant who's so scared that you never even see him in the kennels because he hides in the back. So the only time that he really opens up and has, just the best time ever is in playgroup. We do have some dogs that are afraid of people, and it's kind of nice to watch him just blossom with other dogs. Mm-hmm. They're shut down and kind of scared in the shelter, and when we take them out to do doggy playgroup, you just see them light up and run and play and act like dogs for the first time in a long time. So she's an active participant in that. She's also been she's been all around. I think she went to the Christmas parade. She's been my pet of the week on another radio station. So she's traveled. She goes to, I know, I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. You've got to get these dogs adopted. So you're all over the place.
You're
loyal to the dogs.
You bring different dogs to different stations?
No, just yours. Very loyal.
No, I understand that. Because the whole thing is we're all in this together to get our dogs adopted and our kitties. But Do you have, like, two dogs at a time?
No, I actually have a radio during the week, and I take a different dog than on my Fridays.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I actually have two radios at other stations during the week that aren't on Fridays.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm busy.
Okay?
Yeah. I'm very busy.
Wow.
So, yeah, Aster's great. She's been around. She's, you know, proven how awesome she is, and she's currently napping on the ground. So she's about 4 years old, still full of energy, but fun, loving. She likes to sit in people's laps, and she really, like, she's just a cuddler. You start petting her, and she just melts. She's got a button right on her backside. She's got a butt button where you start touching that, and she just melts into the ground. As soon as you touch her butt, she just falls over.
That's
she knows pet's coming.
You know, what a coincidence. Jared does the same thing.
You
find that right spot, and Jared just melts.
And he just starts kicking that one leg.
No, he doesn't kick a leg. He just melts.
Can I ask you a question? During Christmas time, do you do vouchers where if somebody wants to adopt a pet, they see the pet they love, but they're worried about bringing it home at Christmas, and they like, don't you think that would be maybe a good idea?
Yeah. So right now we're doing an adoption special.
Well, let's hear about it.
We always encourage everybody to realize that dogs are not just Christmas gifts. If you're planning to get one, that's an amazing gift for a family, is to go. But bring the family. Come pick out the dog that you're planning on adopting. We don't do surprise adoptions. We don't adopt for other people. We want to make sure everybody in the family is going to be a good fit for the animal. You can also purchase a gift certificate, which is really nice. So you can sponsor someone else's complete adoption. So you can pay for them to come in and pick out their own animal. So you can you can pay for their adoption. So you're giving them a dog, but they get to choose the dog.
Well, yeah. I like that idea.
I also think that, you know, say it's right before Christmas and family comes down, but they have to leave for Christmas, and y'all will keep the pup or the dog.
We try
over Christmas form.
We try to. It's kind of rough sometimes because we do need to clean, you know, clear out space for kennels because dogs continually every day, even on Christmas, will be coming into the shelter astray. So the more we get out, the better. You know, we would like people to be able to take the dog home. If the dog can't go home because it's not spayed or neutered, then we hold on to it until it is.
Okay.
And then during the Christmas season,
so when you come,
it'll work out to where you'll be able to take the dog probably when it's a good time for you.
Okay. All right. Yes, you can't promise.
That was a good answer.
That was a good answer.
I know. I've been trying to tell you that I'm very good at this.
No. Okay. So you got what other events you have? Stuffing anything?
So we're not stuffing the bus anymore because we've already stuffed the bus. But we are still collecting unused, new, unwrapped children toys for Salvation Army. So we are still taking in children's toys. If you bring in an unwrapped new children's toy, the adoption fee is only $25 for the animals in the
shelter.
That's
a good deal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I just took home two potbelly pigs because nobody wanted to adopt them, so I got suckered in. I was only going to adopt one, and now I have to go to the shelter today and adopt the other one because everyone made me feel so bad that I wanted to take one.
They're
buddies.
Adorable.
I know. Well, they actually are. They're getting along really great in the hog pen, so they love each other.
7 pounds or 100 pounds a pig. That's not like a cute little 10-pound pig that runs around the house and plays with the dog.
There's no such thing.
There is no such thing. It gets big.
They all get big.
Yeah.
It's not going to live in my house, so it's fine.
That you know of.
I know. I might take them home. Well, one of them clearly was a pet. It's castrated. Someone cared for that animal. So, I don't know. Maybe he'll be fine in my house. I don't know. I'll see how my dogs feel about that.
Well, pigs are smarter than dogs.
They'll
probably outsmart them, and pretty soon your dogs will be kind of like, they're all of a sudden there's a pig in their bed.
Yeah.
Well, Merry Christmas, Amy.
Thank you.
It's so nice to have you come on here.
Thank you.
It has been a great
year. We'll see you, I guess, next Friday. Isn't that the day before? That's right around Christmas.
That's the 22nd.
Okay.
Yep. We'll see you guys then.
All right. And good luck.
All right. Thank you.
To your pup there. It's a cute pup. All right.
I hate to wake her.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, just give the leash to Jared. Jared will have a new dog.
There we go.
Every week, Jared wants the dog. Okay, everybody, we're going to take a quick break, but first we're going to let you know what the weather is.
Well, it's currently 36 degrees in the downtown studio, so looks like we're going to have a mostly sunny day. Thanks, Amy. With our highs of 65, decreasing clouds tonight with our lows of 40. Tomorrow calls for a high of 61 with our lows of 40. Sunday goes back up to 65. And we have a clear weekend ahead of us. Let's go to page 2. Sorry. Sunday calls for a high of 65. Low is 42. Carl's out there touching the dog's button. I'm sorry. Monday calls for a high of 66. Monday night, 42. All right, so as we just go through the forecast here, the weekly forecast, everything looks fabulous, except for Tuesday night, chance of showers. Wednesday, slight chance of showers. We don't see any snow and super freezing temperatures here in the forecast, right? I don't know about you, but I have all my sweaters piled up like I want to wear my sweaters. So anyway, weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. We love these guys, veteran-owned business. They've been the sponsors here for our weather, and we just really like the Kinneys. They're great people. And again, locally owned and operated, 365-2794. We'll be right back after these messages.
We're Billy and Patrick for Kia's Light Up the Holidays sales event. We both own Kias and we love them.
Light up your holidays and make no payments until after the new year on Redding Kia's award-winning lineup.
Great deals are waiting for you right now in the 2018 Kia Sorento, the highest-ranked midsize SUV in initial quality in 2017. With available 7-passenger seating and all-wheel drive, Kia Sorento sets the bar a little higher.
The 2017 Kia Niro Hybrid is the highest-ranked small SUV in initial quality. The fuel economy is outstanding, and like all Kia, it's backed by America's best warranty.
Test drive a 2018 all-wheel drive Kia Sportage, the SUV that can tackle the toughest roads with confidence. It's a KBB Best Buy.
And the 2018 Kia Soul is ready to light up your holidays, too. Kia Soul, the highest-ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality in 2017.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Complimentary lifetime oil changes with every new Kia purchase.
Redding Kia. Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, reddingkia.com.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all. But not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie-cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today, and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park is excited to present children's art workshops for children ages 8 through 12 on Friday, December 22nd. The first workshop will be from 9 a.m. to noon and will be all about weaving with looms. The second workshop will be 1 to 4 p.m. with a focus on various forms of creative printmaking. Materials and a snack are provided and each child will take home the art they create. Cost is $20 for members, $30 for non-members. To register, call 530-243-8850 or visit turtlebay.org.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Redding tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
During this special season, we are thankful to our veterans for all they have given. They promise to serve our country to the full extent, up to and including their life. For this sacrifice, we are truly grateful. On behalf of the Redding Veterans Resource Center, we salute our veterans and those currently serving. Thank you for your service and thank you for our liberty. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from the Redding Veterans Resource Center.
This Veterans Holiday Salute brought to you by Simpson University and Dan's Optical.
And yes, I have. Have you felt the Southern Nights?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 1460, 18 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. 36 degrees going up to 64 today. The weather board brought to you, of course, by Shasta Gas Propane. Hey, last night we came back after the Sroptimist. and dinner when they honor women in this. And it was a great time.
Fabulous.
Fabulous time. Fell into bed. Did not move.
You,
I don't. I didn't even move. I did not move till you woke me
dog.
Up. Yeah, neither did the dog.
Just been like, it's because we've had so many functions and parties, and she's just out of her routine. But, yep.
Yeah, and so, you know, just didn't move on our sleep number bed.
That's right. And I'm staying right there at 50 on my sleep number setting.
And, well, no, because I moved you.
Okay.
Because I can do that. I have control of the remote.
Okay.
I have you at your sleep number setting is 40. My sleep number setting is 60.
Oh,
but you,
okay.
But you know, we adjudicate this, you know, sometimes.
It's all right.
Hey, right now, you know, sleep number beds are comfortable, adjustable, and affordable with queen mattresses starting at only $899.99. You know, and these things last a long time, too. It's not
right.
like they're, you know, in 2 years or gone or 4 years. These last a long, long time. So right now, sleep number beds are even more affordable with special financing for 48 months on all beds, including the new Sleep Number 360 smart bed, now through December 18th with a Sleep Number credit card. Of course, it's subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments are required. You can check at the store that's over in the Target Shopping Center for details, but we are not sorry. Not we haven't regretted once having the Sleep Number bed.
We love it.
Yep. Give you all... Give yourself.
People ask us, you know, I have to say, the people ask us,
do you really have a sleep?
Do you think we're going to go on and on and on about something that we don't personally?
We bring people in and let them lay on the bed. Look at this. Here, let's just pump it up, pump it down, and they're like, oh, wow.
We had a dinner party the other night. I said, do you want to go in and lay on it? Well, no. Well, go ahead.
I brought in the remote and showed it to them. Look, see, we have a remote. Anyway, okay.
And boys with remotes, you know.
Hey.
I'm telling you, that's all you give your man for Christmas. He's super happy. Give me a remote.
It's in our DNA. We're used to standing or, you know, long periods or sitting long periods of time in the dark. But usually we were holding spears because we were hunting because we're hunter-gatherers. I mean, we're hunters for the family. And now since we don't hunt like that, we don't have spears, we have remotes as we sit in the dark looking for the prey to come by.
So Sleep Number in the Target shopping center. A really beautiful Christmas present. Okay, here's some...
Record all that and send it to them. I don't care.
Here's a great Christmas present, and we are so excited. I want to share this with you and get ready to dial because I've got tickets to give away, and I have to go to the box office and get them, but there are 8 tickets there in our Casey in our name to give away for Miracle on 34th Street, which is Sunday night. And the show, the movie begins at 7:30. However, I have myself and my little group, Cleveland Bonet, Joe
Larson,
and Bruce Kalen, we're going to play in the lobby. And it's just fun because you come and get yourself in the Christmas spirit. They're going to have an ugly sweater contest, and they're going to have the best sweater contest. And it's just all that stuff. It's all so good to see these great fashion, old-fashioned movies, classics on the big screen. So Sunday, I want to call, and I've got like 4 tickets to give away. Why don't you take your family this Sunday? That's the 17th. Give us a call, 605-4567, if you're listening now. And I'll give away some more in the, close to 8 o'clock. So give us a call. I hope you're listening because this is really awesome, you guys. That's Sunday night. Okay.
So 605-4567. You can hear Linda sing with her group, the Jingle Bells. Or whatever they're called. I'm not sure what they're called, but they're going to be there. And
Kris Kringle.
Kris Kringle. There you go. Okay. Star Wars has arrived.
Last of the Jedi is finally here. The next chapter in the intergalactic space saga hits theaters Friday as Star Wars fans welcome back Luke. Look at Luke Skywalker. Oh, my gosh.
Well, it's only been like 50 years.
Well, I know, but they're still lost in the time capsule. Now it's going to fans traveling in droves to catch the 8th Star Wars film. But before you go, make sure you want to catch up on what happened to each character during The Force Awakens. All right. Also in the top 5 things, GOP lawmakers to reveal final tax plan bill.
The final tax cuts going. The Florida Senator Mario Rubio said, wait a minute, I want more tax credits for people with kids, so they're going back and looking at that.
Okay.
So now, see, the House voted on one, then the Senate's voted on one. Now they go back to committees in both houses, sit down, or a committee from both houses sits down, and they pound out the rest of it. They're going to get it over to Trump, who will sign it before Christmas.
Okay, it's the last day for Obamacare enrollment.
So if you haven't done that,
Friday
is the day.
Today.
Yep.
For most states to enroll in Obamacare insurance plans. Okay. Holiday rush begins at airports. Okay.
What?
Kicking in high gear today with airlines preparing for a record 51 million passengers through January 4th.
Well, I guess you could. I guess people will be traveling, but if you go now and for the, you know, go now for a week and come back on the 22nd before Christmas, you probably got a good deal. Probably won't be that crowded.
Plan for busy
but
terminals.
But then you kind of missed the point of being there for Christmas.
Well, that's why we were lucky during Thanksgiving. But plan for busy terminals and longer security lines highlighted due in part to new requirements for electronics bigger than the cell phone. But if you're flying Alaska Airlines today, you can wear a festive sweater and celebrate National Ugly Holiday Sweater Day. and you'll get rewarded with early boarding.
Well,
all right.
What happens if you get, you know what, here's what happened when Jared and I went the last time we flew that. We just had our regular sweaters on, and we won the ugly sweater contest, you know. And Jared says, I don't know why they're letting us board first. And I said, I don't know either. And then they gave us free drinks, and they said, you won the ugly sweater contest. Hurt our feelings.
Hey, today, free shipping day is here. You've checked your list twice. It's time to order last-minute holiday gifts. Friday is free shipping day for some retailers, and could be a great day to finalize your retail plans. Free shipping day was started in 2008, and in this year, more than 800 retailers, including Amazon.
It is not too late
Target
to go down to Bastiani.
Toys R Us.
It's not too late to go down to Bastiani and buy again today. Now, you're not going to have it for Christmas. But you will have it for New Year's. Mm. You will have it before next year's crazy new laws come out, and you can buy ammo, too, online. Do it now. Buy, or if you're going to buy it online. Otherwise, just go on down to Bastiani's and buy ammo.
Hey, do we have a caller for the movie? For the tickets for the movies? Somebody called in. For the movies?
The thing you're singing at?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's a movie.
You gave away how many?
Two.
Okay, gave away two.
Wait,
we got more tickets.
Can we get the name so we can say it out loud?
It is Roberta.
Okay, Roberta.
Excellent. Okay.
Okay, we've got
so
more. Now,
we have more tickets, and I want to make sure you guys get these tickets and give them away to friends, but have fun.
The Shasta Wolves, our own high school team right here, has left. They left yesterday. They're down in Southern California getting ready to play for the state championship. What can I say? It's going to be great. The Shasta Wolves are going to do some yipping and some yowling and some biting and whatever Wolves do, and they're going to bring back the state championship.
Howling.
Now, here's the thing is, they're going to say, hey, we're going to win this for our town. You know, I know they're going to win this for their town, but you know what, folks? If for some reason, bad officiating or something, the other team wins, these kids have shown a great deal, and we need to make sure, no matter what, that they're recognized when they come back. They've given it their all. They've won it. They've pushed down there. Small schools going up against bigger schools. Okay, we talked about the DA came out yesterday. There's been four shootings over the last 6 months that were civilian related shootings, and you know probably one that people know about was on the Churn Creek and Hartnell. In the intersection there. Anyway, the DA has come out and said every one of those shootings was justified. People defending themselves or defending their loved ones against people attacking them. They investigated them, and she made an official public comment that said these people are innocent and that they used their weapons in a correct manner to defend themselves or other people. The last thing I have is the FCC voted to end net neutrality after 2 years of it being the law of the land under Obama. The opposition said that, oh, no, they're just going to slow down. Big corporations are going to slow down everything, and you're going to have to pay, and you're going to lose your rights to watch Netflix and all this. When, indeed, before that, that's not what was happening, and the FCC says, there's going to be transparency here, and let's just face it, it was a non-government overlook of the Internet that's grown it so fast, and it's had it become such a part of our lives. having the government oversee everything isn't necessarily the best way of doing business. So we'll see. We'll see.
Okay, and then coming up after the break, you know, we love the arts. And when you have people who have, like, achieved grand excellence in their life, it's just so wonderful. We have a gal that is here who is the principal pianist for the San Paolo Symphonic Orchestra, Olga Kaplova. And I'm hoping I'm saying her name right, but she's going to be here right after this break. She's in Reading. She's going to be doing a concert January 6th and January 7th. And we're going to talk about the community here who is supporting her. Her family's come over here for this month. And just what we're looking forward to. I'm looking forward to meeting her. She's been on our program before. Pat Karch has brought her in, so this is really exciting.
This portion of the show brought to you by North State Security. Have been an ounce of prevention since 1968. You're looking for somebody to be, you know, patrolling the areas out during this high theft season, high crime rate season. Go to North State Security. If you're looking for somebody for a special event, North State Security. If you're having problems in your business, people coming into your business, and you want somebody there in less than 10 minutes from the time you call them, call North State Security. They have it all. They can provide it all. North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. Find out what they can do for you, your personal life, or your home and your business at 243-0295. We'll be right back.
Cheer to young and old, meek in the bold, ding dong, ding dong. That is the song with joyful ring, all caroling. One seems to hear words of good cheer from everywhere.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
River Resort and Casino is the best place to bring in 2018. Purchase your Mardi Gras New Year's Eve Bash tickets now. This party kicks off Sunday, December 31st at 7:30, featuring DJ Backward, mixing it up for headlining act The Basics. Performing all the top 40 you need to dance the night away. Dinner, dancing, and drink specials. Tickets $50 per person, includes a buffet dinner, dessert, a bottle of champagne per couple, and $5 free slot play. VIP is only $250 per couple, includes a delicious buffet dinner, dessert, a bottle of champagne per couple, New Year's breakfast, $20 free slot play, and a room at our very own Wind River Resort and Casino. This event sells out fast. Be sure to reserve your tickets online at windriver.com or at the River Club. Plus, Elements will be open at 1:30 a.m. for a New Year's breakfast for $9 with River Club card. For details on Wind River Resort and Casino's signature New Year's Eve Bash Mardi Gras, download the Wind River app offering a free safe ride courtesy shuttle home. It's better. Mardi Gras, New Year's Eve at the River.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
This is Justin Locke from Veterans Diesel. I'd like to wish all of our veterans and men deployed overseas Merry Christmas. I know it's hard this time of year being away from your families, but we all appreciate your sacrifice. And come on down to see us at Veterans Diesel. We offer 10% off labor to all our veterans and law enforcement and first responders.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebach. Good morning, everybody. 25 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. A lot of things going on here. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. You know, started right here in Redding. It is now the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California. Give them a call at 530-999-1822 because they teach anything from, of course, concealed carry all the way through tactical rifle. Check out their website at usgunpro.com.
All right. With us this morning, very excited. We've got Pat Karch here, who, of course, Pat, what is your exact title with Reading School of the Arts?
I'm the facility supervisor, which... Because we have such a small crew, actually, there's just like five and a half of us. We do everything. So we could be, I could be like playing piano for the choir 1 minute, and then I could do a wet aisle cleanup, you know, down the hallway.
Cleanup online on aisle six.
Yeah.
You know, somebody, just quickly on this, we have friends that were thinking about moving. And he said, but you know what? My kids are going to the Reading School of the Arts. They're learning Mandarin. They're doing this. They're doing that. They're doing this. And he said... No, you know, one of the things that they were hesitating when they moved up here was the schools. He said, these schools are so good that now they're not leaving going to Southern California. While their kids are in school, I mean, they just want to keep them here.
That's
it would be a disaster to move them.
Well, Pat, you know, Pat is just one of our premier piano players in the North State, and I've had the great honor and opportunity to have performed with Pat. Over the years that I've been living here, and I just have watched how you know his passion for the community and his passion and his years of knowledge being a boy from Lewiston or Hayfork. Is it Hayfork?
Lewiston. Hayfork is where
Lewiston
we were.
Lewiston and Hayfork, yeah. And so you know this is in your blood. And so let's talk about how you met our next guest, who is just this beautiful Russian. Well, I actually said Russian Brazilian, but you know, I'm still trying to wrap my brain around that. Olga Kapiolva, good morning.
Good morning. It's nice to be here with you. It's a great pleasure for me.
Well, thank you. And
you've got a great voice.
Yeah, and you know, I want to know how. First of all, how you met, your mother lives in Reading.
Yeah, my mom emigrated to United States almost 12 years ago, and she lives here.
And so what brought her from, I always am fascinated, because we know we have Bethel, and Bethel brings people from all over the world.
Yeah.
So, but for somebody, you know, it's been Lake Shasta and the houseboats, that brings people from all over the world. How did your mom go, Russia, Reading?
Yeah, because I have a sister who lives here. She married with American.
Okay.
And then when my father passed away, my mom moved here to Reading.
Okay. So your sister started here, and
yeah.
She married an American.
Yeah.
She married a Reading boy.
Yeah.
Okay, great. And are your sister still here?
Yeah, it's still here. Yeah.
So this then brings you to the area and your expertise. Let's go back to your childhood and how you started in the piano and in music.
Well, I started play piano when I was 4 years old because my father, who was an engineer, he was in love with classical music and with piano, and he wanted his kids, me and my sister, become professional pianists because he thought that art and music was something from heaven, was not as other things in this world. I mean, and he wanted we play piano.
Oh, boy.
And he started to teach me. He didn't know how to play, but he bought a book about how to teach somebody play piano. And my father, who was engineer, he teached me first steps on piano. And after that, when I was 6 years old, I entered to a special musical school in Uzbekistan. We were living in one of the Soviet republics called Uzbekistan. And there was a special musical musical school who trained professional pianists from children's age. And then when I was 6 years old, I went to this school and I was trained professionally there.
And when you talk about trained professionally, that what does that entail in Russian terms? In American terms, it would probably be different in how you train to be a professional. I don't know if we train people to be professional in America at 6 years old. I want to hear what your regime was like.
Yeah, we studied to play our instrument. Every child was directed to choose an instrument. I chose piano. Then I studied all normal subjects at school, as arithmetic, geometry, other, and half of a day, every day, I practiced piano. I studied solfeggio, harmony, history of music, and solo piano performing.
So this at 6 years old, did you have a recital?
We had recital every 6 months because we needed to show on stage what we achieved and during that period. Every half a year, every 6 months, we had a recital to show what we learned.
Do you remember, can you share with us, at 6 years old, I'm sure it's very clear, your first recital piece?
My first recital piece was a dance of small swans from Tchaikovsky ballet.
Ooh. And I bet you can still, like in your sleep, remember what that felt like.
Yeah, I remembered. I was so scared because there were teachers sitting in public and I should play that all alone on stage and I was very scared.
Oh, it's just fantastic. So through the years, then you've, how long were you at that school?
I studied there for 8 years.
Oh, my gosh.
After Soviet Union finished and my family moved to Russia back because they were from Russia, but they spent all their life in Uzbekistan. But when Soviet Union finished, my family moved to Moscow and I entered in another special school that prepared me during 4 years for the university. After these 4 years in this special school in Moscow, I entered to university, the Conservatorio of Tchaikovsky in Moscow. That's one of the best universities for classical music in the world.
So do you feel that with all the knowledge of who you have, what you've learned in your life, do you find it difficult to have just common conversations? Like, you know, the guy who's a forester and he works in the trees and you know, here, you know, at a certain point.
Do you ever talk about your dog coming and tearing up part of the house? Oh, yeah, my dog, Igor. He came in and he ripped up my music.
Not my dog.
Not my dog. Okay. Sorry. Oh, no, that was something
we just had a, sorry, we just went
we
there.
Just went, we shouldn't have gone there. Okay.
But,
You know what?
It's fascinating.
Well, I know. And
world famous classical pianist, and you see the years and years.
Does your sister play still?
She played for 10 years, but she didn't continue because, in fact, the classical musician's career, it's not just about you like the music. It's about some qualities in your character that make you persist on your way. Because we develop a quality of practicing 5-7 years by day, repeating the same stuff on piano. I was talking to Pat Karch that I admire jazz players, for example, because they don't study so much, but they can just come and improvise in all the keys. We cannot do this. I mean, we practice 5 hours and we just play.
I was wondering about that because we've had other like classical violinists come in here, and it's very difficult for them to just get out there and play, you know, chicken in the straw. I mean, it's hard for them to do that.
Yeah, for me, the same.
Now, this is going to sound funny, but the size of a person's hands, if they have short hands, it can really, really impact on their ability to become a very good pianist. Is that true, or is it? No, it's just if they have the talent, they can make them work. Like
yeah,
that.
You know, I met already a lot of pianists with small hands who played perfectly. My hands are small, and I can play really very hard classical pieces, but there are some limits Because, for example, some Rachmaninoff concertos, third Rachmaninoff concerto that are most famous, I cannot include in my repertoire because there are some openings for harmonies that I don't achieve.
You can't reach. You can't reach those. You cannot reach those.
I cannot reach.
I've read that before.
Wow.
That there's some that are written, and it is you've got to have an incredible hand, you know, span there to be able to use your thumb and your small finger.
Yeah. Okay, what's a tenth?
A tenth is when you reach an octave and a third.
Right.
So that's a popular thing in American jazz. You hear it on blues songs.
Mm-hmm.
It's just at the end of my stretch, but I have big hands. Can you make it?
I can make 10, but it is difficult for me.
Right.
I expand my hand during my practicing. You know, I have very small hand, but I practice in a special way to open a little bit the space between
your fingers.
So you've trained, a ballet dancer would train her feet, you know, and you look at a ballet dancer's feet and you can see that they're kind of almost squared off. Their toes are squared off because they've been on point.
Her fingers aren't squared
off. No, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Can you
see
train
the opening between fingers?
Yes.
You know, and here. It is large.
Oh, yeah.
But she's really.
I wish you could see this.
You've stretched it out.
In between her fingers are a lot wider than everybody's.
You know.
You've trained your hands. This is part of muscular structure and bone structure, and just through time, it's like a tree. If you graph a tree to a certain way, you can actually do that with your mind. That's fascinating. So,
we need to take a break.
Olga. I can just blah, blah, blah with you all morning. Okay, let's talk about the programs and the concerts.
Well,
and
let's talk about that after the break.
That's what we're going to be talking about.
of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers. And I'm sure Sharon Clark's got gaps in between her fingers, too. Not as much as Olga, but because Sharon Clark is always reaching. She's reaching to provide the best in-home quality, compassionate care for your loved ones. As anybody, you're not going to find a better place in Redding or North State, maybe even California, than Home Helpers and Sharon Clark. Business person of the year so many times. She has broken the code on how to provide an affordable solution to keep your loved ones in their home where they're the happiest. But you need to find out more. You need to talk to Sharon Clark at 530-226-8350. Home Helpers. We'll be right back with Olga Kapalova.
Yes, correctly.
A movie, a party, an experience. This December 17th at the Cascade Theater, starting at 6 p.m., music with Linda Bott and her Jingle Elves, with Cleveland Bonet, Bruce Kahlen, and Joe Larson, playing your favorite Christmas songs in the lobby before the classic movie begins, Miracle on 34th Street. The night begins with good old-fashioned fun, themed drinks for all ages, and an ugly sweater contest, and more. You may even win a beautiful piece of jewelry donated by Devon's Jewelers. There will be a visit from Santa, plus other surprises. Come join us at the Cascade Theater for a classic and fun Christmas event. On the Cascade's big screen, it's Miracle on 34th Street.
Since the United States government declares this man to be Santa Claus, this court will not dispute it. Case dismissed.
Music, dancing, and more, December 17th at the Cascade Theater, beginning at 6 p.m.
This is Alan Gordon, CEO of Coachmaster Collision. It's been 2 years since Don officially retired. Although his presence is missed, his legacy lives on through Coachmaster's personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job. If you've been in to see us in the last 20 years, then we've already met. I will continue to provide the personal and quality service that the North State has come to expect from Coachmaster. Coachmaster is and will continue to be the leader in advanced technology in the collision repair industry, including laser, 3D frame alignment, and computerized paint matching. After all, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Reading Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Hi, this is Pam Dahl. On behalf of our family, we would like to recognize all veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces during this holiday season. Many who serve are not able to be with their loved ones during this special time of year. As a military family, we understand the sacrifices made by the ones serving, their spouse, children, and parents during the holidays. We are forever grateful to these families and sincerely wish each of you a safe and joyous holiday season. Merry Christmas and blessings to all.
This Veterans Holiday Salute brought to you by Sheriff Tom Basenko, Supervisor Les Baugh, Reading Kia, and Veterans Diesel.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebot. 36 degrees, going to go up to 64 today, a low of 38 tonight. Weather report, of course, brought to you always by Shasta Gas Propane, where they give discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. And everybody, it's getting close. Four Winds Jewelry. Get down there. It's the best jewelry store in town, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, which means you've only got really another week because you know they're going to be closed on Christmas Day, Henry and Rebecca. So get down there. They've got great deals. They've got everything from estate jewelry to Native American. Foreman's Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Okay, we're here with Olga Kapilova, who is the principal pianist at the San Paulo Symphonic Orchestra in San Paulo, Brazil. And but she's here to play here at the Cascade?
No, I was playing at RSA.
Reading School of the Arts, of course. I'm sorry.
On the 6th of January, and then the 7th you're going to be playing in Dunsmuir.
Yeah, correct.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about, you're here with your, and Pat, you're going to talk about some of the community members who helped to make this happen.
Oh, yeah, you know, we do. We want to really go out, reach out, and thank Donna, Jamie, and Construction. And he's been a great contributor for this concert. We have some other ones like Scott Swindeman, who provided housing for Olga and her family for nearly a month. And we really appreciate
That's just fabulous.
Scott Swindeman, just saw him last weekend. What a great people they are.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. So, you know, this is what a community that wants to embrace good things and open your brain up and bring in other people from other parts of the world and share in what we love, and music bridges all things. So it's lovely to have Olga here. So you brought your husband and your two children.
I brought two children, and my husband will come next Monday.
Okay. So Sunday you just said that you're going to be able to come to the, so yeah. You can meet Olga at the Cascade in the lobby, hanging around with her kids on Sunday night too. But
you'll know her, you'll probably recognize her by when she says Christmas. Christmas.
So Brazil.
Christmas.
So has your act? Do you feel like did you learn to speak? Is it Portuguese and Spanish in Brazil?
Portuguese.
Yeah. So did you have to learn Portuguese before you went to Brazil? Do you speak it?
No, I just came in 2000 there to assume a post of principal pianist of São Paulo Symphony. I was 20 years old then, a young girl, and I assumed assumed very important position there of unique pianist who did different stamping, great soloist and playing solo music and chamber music. And I came there speaking just English. And then I learned Portuguese already living in Brazil, talking to people day by day.
Wow. So when the conductor is addressing the orchestra, is he speaking in Portuguese?
You know, we have all kinds of conductors. We don't have just one conductor. We have all invited conductors from all over the world. And they speak French, they speak Spanish, Italian, and the music is universal language. Mm-hmm. The conductors even don't need to speak to us. He just shows and we play.
Oh, I love it. Oh, you read the baton.
You have a pointy talkie.
Yeah.
You point it. You go, play this. And everybody nods their head.
When they're going like this and they're raising their hand to the French horn section, like, louder. And they're just, I love it.
And sometimes when things don't go well in orchestra, the conductor just watch you ugly and you understand that something is wrong.
He gives you, he looks
the
at you.
Stink eye.
The stink eye. You know, it's like that. He goes, you could do better.
Yeah.
And you're like, what does he want? He's speaking Lithuanian. Come on.
So how do we get tickets for the 6th, Pat? Let's talk about some of the concerts.
Tickets are available over at the Shasta Arts Council. And then you can also drop by.
Right across the street from us, here.
That's right. Right here on Market Street in downtown Reading. And, of course, at Reading School of the Arts. And you can also call Pat Karch directly on his cell phone, and I'll reserve some. They won't last long, and seating is limited to 70 to 80 people. That is it.
Wow.
This is like really...
And you are going to hear...
Wait, I got to get my phone number,
too.
Oh, okay. Sorry. It's 510-1903. That's 510-1903 for tickets.
And we'll make sure that number gets out everywhere. Restrooms down here.
Yeah, thanks, girl.
At the bus station. For tickets, and then with little parentheses around, call Pat. You know, the songs that are the pieces that you're going to be playing range from Beethoven through Wagner to Rachmaninoff.
Rachmaninoff.
But not the ones that not the ones with the big hand.
Not.
Okay. But so you're going to be playing, because this looks wonderful. I mean, there's just allegrettos and presto agitados and burritos.
Yeah, I try to make a selection of all styles of classical music. That's why I call Promenade by History of Classical Music. Then I will present the public with different styles, from classical style of Beethoven. Then I will go through the romantic style, Wagner Liszt. I will play some French preludes from French composer Debussy, and finish with my favorite composer, Rachmaninoff.
I love Rachmaninoff.
Are you going to be talking?
Yeah.
Are you going to be kind of explaining as you go through?
Yeah, I will explain a little bit. Before I play every composer, I will talk to public and explain a little bit some interesting stuff about this music.
Oh, I love it. And how it was created, the era it was created, what the composer maybe have been.
Yeah, for example, about Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata, he wrote that sonata almost being, he couldn't hear. Well, and when he wrote this sonata, he already was very ill. I mean, and other stuff. So I will explain about French Impressionism, what is it about, about Rachmaninoff's life, how he immigrated to United States, and that his music represents his feeling about Russia, when he missed Russia, and that's why his music is very sad. All the time.
Well, Moonlight Sonata to me is sad.
It
feels do-do-do-do-do. Yeah,
because Beethoven was ill that time. He couldn't hear well. And he wrote that because he was just upset with the destiny. He was very sad about his destiny.
He didn't know if what he had done, what he had tried to accomplish his whole life was going to be anything. You know, isn't it amazing how when people write, I mean, even today, I mean, some of the songs you hear today in the rap songs, it's their lives. Mm-hmm. They're so wrapped up in their music. And, I mean, well, how can you compare that just because of what you just said?
It's art form.
It's how the music affects you. Anyway, everybody, it's going to be January 6th. Yeah. Right here at Reading School of the Arts. There's only going to be like 70 to 80 tickets, so you need to give Pat Call a Karch at Pat Karch a call.
It's all we have room for in the facility that we're going to have the concert in.
So are you closing it up? It's not in the open amphitheater.
That's correct. It will not be outside. It'll be inside.
Okay.
Ooh. So you go to the School of the Arts, go to the Arts Council right across the street from us at 1326 Market Street, or give Pat Karch a call at
510-1903.
There you go. And you'll get a box of cornflakes, too. No, but sure, know what? You're going to have a great time. Olga, I bet it's just going to be wonderful. All right, we're going to take a quick break.
Thank you, Olga, for being with us.
Dr. Kara Tennant is going to be our guest when we come back.
Our veterinarian. We love her.
Thank you.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
President Trump says newly released documents show a lot of anti-Trump bias at the FBI.
It is very sad when you look at those documents, and how they've done that is really, really disgraceful. And you have a lot of very angry people that are seeing it. It's a very sad thing to watch, I will tell you that.
Meanwhile, at the FBI Training Academy this morning, the president told agents there they have a loyal friend in the White House. The president also weighing in on the Alabama Senate race, saying it's time for Roy Moore to concede.
3 days after the special election, the president says Moore should acknowledge that he lost.
I think he should. He tried.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders notes that the president has already called Democrat Doug Jones to congratulate him on his victory and to express a willingness to work with him in Washington. And she agrees the election numbers show Jones won fair and square. Greg Clugston, the White House.
It's a question everyone is asking. Will they or won't they have the votes needed when the Senate takes up tax overhaul on Monday? The White House is said to be hopeful despite one high-profile defection. Florida Senator Marco Rubio says he is a no vote unless he gets more money for the child tax credit. Spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders says they're continuing to work with Rubio to satisfy those demands. Texas Congressman Blake Farenthold denies any sexual misconduct, but even so, he says he won't seek re-election next year.
I understand fully that this issue has become a political distraction, and that I would be forced to engage in a month-long campaign for personal vindication.
Farenthold says his constituents deserve better. PBS's Tavis Smiley says he will fight sexual harassment charges filed by a former co-worker against him. Smiley says those charges stem from a relationship that he says was consensual. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Futures and options trading involves financial risk. It is not suitable for all investors.
Fire the stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been on the trading floor for 25 years. I traded for Goldman Sachs in the S&P 500 pit and was the first Amazon market maker at the CBOE. I am also the senior market strategist here at Trading Advantage, the leading educational firm teaching people how to become professional traders. Now, for a limited time, I am offering one of the trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. Get started right now by calling 1-800-288-0092. Leave your email address on my voicemail, and I'll email you my free trading technique and the Trading Advantage Daily Market Report at no cost to you. Again, 1-800-288-0092. That's 1-800-288-0092.
UN Ambassador Nikki Haley says there is undeniable evidence proving Iran is arming rebels in Yemen.
Fragments recovered from missiles launched from Yemen were on display at a military hangar in Washington.
The weapons might as well have had Made in Iran stickers all over it.
Iran denies it is funneling weapons to the Houthis.
What we're also seeing is activity in Lebanon, Iraq, Syria, and we'll be able to show all of those, and there is more coming.
Haley says Iran has hidden behind the nuclear deal, and these are the things they are doing while the U.S. and other countries are looking the other way.
These are the things that will be dangerous, that will lead us to the next North Korea if we don't do something to stop it.
Iran's envoy to the U.N. says it's fake and fabricated evidence. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Critics vowing to go to court after the FCC voted along party lines yesterday to repeal the Obama-era net neutrality rules. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Wally Hines. The White House says President Trump supports Disney's purchase of much of 21st Century Fox. Greg Clugston has more.
Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says the president called media magnate Rupert Murdoch after hearing the news.
Congratulated him on the deal and thinks that, to use one of the president's favorite words, that this could be a great thing for jobs.
Disney is buying the Murdoch family's Fox movie and television studios and some cable and international TV businesses for about $52 billion. Greg Clugston, the White House.
President Trump is claiming big savings from regulations he's been able to roll back already. His administration says it's completed 67 deregulatory actions and 3 regulatory actions through the end of September that he says will result in a cost savings of $570 million a year. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 at 1326 Market Street, right downtown Reading. Good morning, everybody. 6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. The news is always brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, newly remodeled, but still got the great customer service and that outstanding walk-in humidor. Open 7 days a week. Great place for Christmas presents. Great places to kind of walk in. Say hello.
Currently 36 degrees in the downtown studios. How's your Friday day here on the 15th? Oh, my gosh. And, Carl, please don't tell everybody how many days is to count down to Christmas, because then we start to panic. We should be joyful in Christmas time, period.
It's 10 days.
36 degrees stays mostly sunny with our highs of 65, decreasing clouds tonight with our lows of 40. Saturday calls for a high of 61, a sunny day with mostly clear night with our lows of 40. And Sunday calls for a 65, and Sunday night calls for, with a little bit of wind picking up with a low of 42. We're pretty clear with moderate temperatures until Tuesday night, where we do have a chance of showers. Mostly cloudy with a low around 42. A little bit of coat and sweater weather there, but it's not anything that is blizzard, as we know. It's high chance of showers on Wednesday. And Thursday will be sunny with a high near 60. That's our forecast here, and the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
I saw earlier today, you might check this out on the weather there, Jared, but it was red flag warnings because of the wind is picking up, and it may be coming through here, but it could be up to 36 to 40 miles an hour. So check out any red flag warnings you're seeing.
There's one on Saturday.
There's one on Saturday. Well, I saw one. It looked like it could be today too. So, but what that means is, with that high wind warnings, is that if you're trying to burn something, which they haven't allowed anybody to do, but if it does and it gets away from you, we also could look like those towns in Southern California, so be very careful. Susan Eastman, good morning, Susan. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning.
How are
Hi.
You?
Very well. How are you all?
Our Wells Fargo advisor, Susan Eastman,
yes.
And we're going to be seeing you in a just not too...
We're going to go down and plan.
What am I trying to say?
We're going to go down and plan our financial future with Susan Eastman.
There we go. All right, let's take a look at the market. The major averages are in the green this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 121 points at 24,629. The S&P 500 is up 16 points at 2,668, and the NASDAQ Composite advancing 48 points at 6,905. Active stocks this morning, Nike at 40 cents, trading at $64.93. ExxonMobil up 15 cents at $83.06. JPMorgan Chase up $1.34, trading at 106 even. Local retail stocks of interest, Costco up $6.49. That's a positive earnings, trading at $193.16. Walmart up 64 cents, trading at $97.77. Best Buy up $1.35 at $65.11. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is price yield 2.37% and the 30-year bond 2.75. Over to commodities, gold is up 10 cents, an ounce at $1,257. Silver up 12 cents at $16.05 per ounce, and crude oil up 12 cents at $57 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you, Susan. Susan Eastman, a financial advisor, first vice president of financial investments over there at Wells Fargo and Investors. So, you know, when you look at it, and Linda wasn't kidding, we're going to be heading over there at the beginning of the year and sit down with Susan, and we've got $42. And we want to grow that. We want to grow that quickly.
Start thinking about retirement.
Yeah, we're starting to think about retirement the next 20 years. So we thought we could start growing it right now in that $42. And we put in $42 a month. What's that do? It's not enough.
Okay. We'll talk about it later.
We'll talk about it later. But what we ought to talk about right now is Dr. Kara Tennant, who's sitting here with a big smile on her face, her orange running suit or shirts
ready to go.
Ready to? Are you, have you already run? Or are you getting ready?
Getting ready.
So, Dr. Kara Tennant, who is our veterinarian from Kara Animal Hospital, we love having this standing with you once a month on Friday morning, and you are so wonderful to bring your knowledge on the show to help people know about maybe with their pets upcoming hazards, what goes on with how liver failure. How quick can happen with eating the wrong foods. And I know we're around the holiday where, you know, tinsel isn't an issue anymore because I don't even know if anybody has tinsel. But welcome to the show.
Good morning.
I know you always have a list, and we love the fact that you want to talk about certain things. So what's on your agenda today?
You know, I wanted to talk about this this FDA report that recently came out talking about how dangerous dog bones are. Did you hear about that?
Yes, the bigger bones, and are they, and how there were particles that were breaking off mm-hmm. and affecting. Okay.
Yeah, and I find it funny that this is now a big thing that everybody's shocked. Oh my goodness, these bones! I had no idea they're dangerous. When it's been, you know, they've been talking about this for years and years. I think they had a report back from 2005. So, you know. And I know that owners are hearing it from their vets, too. You know, don't feed your dog bones, don't feed your dog cooked bones or flavored bones or processed bones or, you know, any of these bone treats. And they're still, I don't even know how they can sell them. They're still available wherever you go. And these animals are really, really sick. So they get things from broken teeth to trauma in their mouth and their oral cavity, to vomiting and diarrhea, to blockages where you have intestinal obstruction where you need to go in and surgically remove these, to even death. So, I get asked this all the time, you know, what do you recommend for my dog to chew on? And I always say, I don't have anything that's safe for a dog to chew on. I mean, you have to watch your dog. They do make big, like the company who makes Kongs, they have a whole chewable.
How about the Greenies? Are those Kongs? The Greenies?
They're not Kongs. That's a different, you know, different company. And a lot of dogs do really well with Greenies, but they have the same thing. You know, they can swallow them whole or they can bite off a big chunk and have that, you know, get stuck. And a lot of dogs don't like the Kongs because they're rubber and they're not flavored.
Okay. Well, I'm giving, we give Elk Killer those little wrapped chicken bones. We have two things. We have the beefy stick. They're all from Trader Joe's. So, and I make sure that they're made in America because, you know, we hear that if things are maybe made overseas, they don't have the same guidelines. Is that true?
I think for the most part it is true. But we still have things here that are contaminated with, you know, E. coli and salmonella, and maybe not the, I think it was melamine that was causing kidney failure in pets.
Well, they did this particular, I don't know what they're called, but they stopped them. I couldn't get them at Trader Joe's. The dogs were on strike. They were like, they put their paws down, one paw on the hip, one paw on the floor, and they were like, you think I'm going to, I mean, it's just like they went on strike. You know, I wasn't the only one because I go to the doggy park and we have conversations with the, you know, it's all about the dogs. We're the carers, take care, the caretakers for the dogs. But they stopped at this particular company making this for, I don't know, months. So I don't, maybe there was an outbreak of something. I don't know, but I would much prefer to see them come in, clean up, reorganize, whatever they did, but they're back in. Yeah, so I buy 5 and 6 bags at a time. But I'm wondering in that particle, if in those, I probably should bring those to you.
Yeah, I'll take a look at them.
And see what your opinion is on that. So, yeah, well, anyway, so you wanted to talk about that, and it's a continuing problem.
It is a continuing problem. You really just have to be careful and watch your pets closely, and don't feed the cook bones. I mean, those are more dangerous. If you're going to feed them bones, and you feel like you have to feed them bones, then, you know, go to the butcher. Not that I'm recommending it, because we still see problems eating any kinds of bones.
Mm-hmm.
You know, dogs are domesticated. They're not wild like they were. They're not, you know, gnawing on, you know, I don't know, meat and stuff that are, you know, that's in the wild, that's rotting. Mm-hmm. And so it's when you feed something like that, it's like giving a vegetarian a steak. You know, they don't have all the bacteria to be able to process that properly, and they can get really sick and at risk for, you know, for infectious diseases.
Oh.
E. coli, Campylobacter, Salmonella, those are things that we can get. So if we are handling, you know, raw food and raw meats and I don't know, all that stuff, then, you know, we can get that as well as our pets. And, you know, that's not the safest thing.
Okay, well, when we come back, we have more from Dr. Kara Tennant, our veterinarian that comes on once a month from Care Animal Hospital. And, you know, I was perusing your website, and it's just a beautiful website, beautifully done. Pictures of each one of the doctors and the staff and with their pets. And I think that that's a cool touch, too. But we're going to be right back here on KCNR 1460. We'll be right back.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal.
Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day.
During this holiday season, Powerhouse Solar is proud to salute our troops. Hi, this is Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar. This is a difficult season to be away from family and friends, and we at Powerhouse Solar appreciate all you do for our country. Merry Christmas from all of us at Powerhouse Solar.
Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Trivia is better at the river. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical, knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends, and a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
What does it take to be called the best of the North State? More importantly, what does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes a business ownership, management, and staff that work together to let their customers know that they're not just customers, they're family. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center has held to that commitment. Their commitment to bring to you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. To never buy closeouts, overstocks, outdated, improperly formulated, or otherwise stressed merchandise. To provide you with a trained professional staff to help you make the right product decisions for the health of you and your family. To listen, to respond, and to always say thank you. Because we realize that we're all in this together. What does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes you. Thank you from everyone at Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Cold weather is quickly approaching Northern California. Give SST Oil a call today to hear their competitive prices for home heating fuel. Veterans are offered a 5% discount on heater sales and services and a 5% discount on home heating fuels. That's SST Oil. Give them a call at 241-1167. That's 241-1167. SST Oil. SST Oil supports our veteran community.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipe sweet cream pancakes, hickory smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do.
This is in Cat Key Christmas this year.
Don't want a doll, no dinky tinker toy. I want a hippopotamus to play with and enjoy. I want a hippopotamus.
You know what? I think that's pretty cute for a kid to do because they say, I want a hippopotamus for Christmas when they really just want a kitten.
Well,
so, but I want a hippopotamus, and if I can't have a hippopotamus, my Christmas is going to be ruined. But if you give me a little doggy or a kitten for Christmas, and it seems like such a good idea, but it's not. And we're going to talk about why in a couple of minutes.
How did you know I was going to bring that up?
Because I know you. This portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. And you get a little bitty, just a little bitty chip in your windshield, and it goes down to 30 degrees. That little bitty chip immediately becomes Mr. Monstrosity Crack. So you need to get those chips fixed. And then if it does crack, if it's 2.5 feet in length, he can still fix it. That's right. Jeff Wurst, the Crackmaster Windshield Repair Guru. Right down there at 3208 South Market Street. Don't fool around with your family safety. Get it fixed. Give him a call at 241-8373 for appointment. It's a veteran-owned business, and he does outstanding work.
Can we talk a little bit about safety, and then I want to get into, we'll go back into Dr. Carotin, and I want to share with our listeners about a story about that just happened to me a couple days ago on 273 driving to down to Anderson. And we're talking about taking the extra step, and these two people in front of me did not do that. They tied a mattress on the – okay, I was a truck. I'm driving my car. There's a truck in front of me, and it's has the workman's rack up on top. Well, they put a mattress on the top of their rack, obviously didn't tie it down. Maybe they thought, oh, we're just going from here to here. Well, the mattress was airbound and literally – flipped off in front of my car. And the importance of two things, having good brakes, trying to make sure I stepped on the brakes and I was able to drive down into, if you go to 273, you see both ways, there's like a gravel ditch. So I could go down into the ditch and all I could think is, oh my God, I hope there's no glass, because I was like, you know, in the gravel. Hopefully there's not a bunch of broken glass inside this gravel. And my tires are going to go flat. But anyway, so I'm on my hands-free cell phone, you know, hands-free phone, talking to somebody. I'm like, oh, my God, a mattress just came down in front of me. And I'm trying to have this conversation. But anyway, so the whole thing is about, you know, take the extra step. Don't think, oh, it's never going to go. It's not going to go. Because it will. So.
Well, I tell you
and
what.
And be very careful at Christmas.
I tied down my mattress one time on the 5. Going, you know, down in Southern California, and it flew off. And I came back, but before I could get to it, there was a family of 6 illegals
Carl.
Living on it.
God.
So
you just sit there and took that whole story and just made it not important, and it's very important.
What?
You did. You just made fun of it.
It
really was important.
It was
to know. I could have been killed.
Well, I wouldn't. You know what?
I could have been killed by that mattress.
Well,
and
what
the
day
thing
was
is,
that?
It was... Well, today's Friday, was Wednesday.
Well, then I probably wouldn't have been on the
fact,
air today.
I'm not
if
even
you'd
here.
Been killed.
This is just an illusion.
Well, Dr. Carotin is here, so I'd probably be here. But we could talk about you. Okay. The whole show would be about you.
So safety.
There was Linda. She lost it on a mattress.
We're talking about safety. And Dr. Carrie Tennant always shares with us really wonderful information about our pets.
But we mentioned. Yeah. You know, a lot of times people will get puppies and kittens for Christmas.
All the time. And it's great. I mean, I really love that these homeless pets are finding homes because they all need a home. Mm-hmm. But you really need to know what you're getting into and you need to be prepared. So, for example, when you adopt a dog, you should have the time to be able to take that dog for walks and take the dog in and out. You need to research the breed and make sure you also know what you're getting into. For example, the difference between a greyhound, which is like a couch potato, that's someone that's not necessarily going to need to be exercised and run. And
greyhound?
Yeah.
Really? I mean, because they're famous for their speed and their but they're couch potatoes.
They're couch potatoes. So they're sight hounds. So they will chase anything that they see, but for short bursts. But also, you need to keep them on a leash because they will not come back. So if you take your greyhound for a walk, but they're great apartment dogs, even though they're big, because they don't move around. They, you know, they like to lay around and sleep all day. They're more like cats. And you take a greyhound versus a cattle dog or
which
Queensland
I'm
Heeler.
Seeing a or couple Jack cattle Russell dogs here in your pictures.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, these are herding breeds. Yeah. These herding breeds need a job. They need to be busy. They need something to do. They need to be running or playing ball or learning new tricks or doing nose work. You know, same with
they're going to make you crazy, in other words, unless they have a place they can get lots of exercise.
Exactly.
You need to buy them their own sheep.
Yeah. Sheep or cattle
or
whatever.
Runs.
Or something.
Or they start destroying things.
You could take them over to the child care facility and let them just round up the kids all day.
Now, do you guys board where you are?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so is it crazy over the holidays people come in at the last minute and say, I need somebody to watch my dog or my cat?
Well, usually people will call to try to schedule an appointment, and people know that boarding tends to book up pretty early, and so I think most of the time people are pretty good about scheduling ahead of time. But if we don't have the room, we don't have the room.
Let's go back to the adoption time because I don't think we were finished with that yet.
And so on the flip side, we have cats, which cats compared to dogs are I would say more, they're easier to take care of because you don't have to take them out for a walk. But cats, you know, you have a decision, keep them inside or have them be indoor and outdoor. If they go outdoor, they're at risk for other things like exposure to fighting with other kitties. So feline leukemia and feline AIDS, being hit by a car, getting eaten by other wildlife like mountain lions. And so you have to think about that. And also with a cat that you're keeping indoors, you need to know where the litter box is going to be. You need to make sure that's in a place where your kids are not going to be playing around, where if you have a dog, if your dog's not going to be playing around there. And
eating the kitty deposit. It sounds pretty disgusting.
I know,
to
I call
me.
Them Tootsie Rolls, but the dog, because they love them.
Yeah, dogs, and it's just.
Dogs love it.
Oh, gross.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Is it the protein, or is it just like it's got its own little aroma?
It's ownership.
It's kind of like, what is it, its own little panache that it is?
I don't know what it is. Anything.
That's gross.
Oh, gosh. I know. You know
and then, and then if they don't eat it, they roll in it, and they bring it home.
And the smellier, the better. That's
They could find an old dead kidney that's been out there for, like, 3 days. They're going to just,
not
like, roll
killer.
In it.
I've never seen her do anything like that.
You've never
She's
seen her
roll? She's a very
roll?
Clean girl.
You've never seen her roll?
One time. That's one time.
Because everybody else was doing it. And then she realized,
Yeah. Not funny. I mean, it's just anyway. So go, okay. So your cat. It's true because you think about it, if you live in a small apartment, and you've got a dog and a cat and kids. That gets a little.
That can get a little busy.
And cats are not necessarily social animals. Just because you have one cat doesn't mean your cat needs a buddy. Some cats like that, but they're not. They tend to be more solitary. So if you think about most of the wild cats, not the big wild cats, but. You know, like the
not
cougar.
The lions, not the lions, because they have their prides.
They have their prides, right?
But leopards,
yeah,
tigers,
and
cougars,
exactly. They're solitary, so it can
be bears, oh my.
Yeah, and it can be really stressful. So really think about that before you bring another kitty home if you already have a cat, or if you bring a dog home and you already have a cat. They're so sensitive. They get stressed.
Okay, so if the good doctor is saying here is before you do that for Christmas, make sure one is that, oh, yeah, the kids are going to love this little puppy, but that little puppy's going to grow up. And it could go from that cute little, one of the cutest puppies you're ever going to see is those little Labrador retrievers. You know, you see them all the time. All of a sudden, you've got 50, 60 pounds or more mm-hmm. of dog in your house that likes to romp and play. Or you get the cat, you know, oh, she's so cute, that little kitten, little white socks. And then, you know, just sits up on top of the TV set and stares at you.
But that could be a good thing.
That could be a good thing.
Because they're supervising.
They're is that what they're doing up mm-hmm. there?
That's what they're doing.
Really? They're up there watching?
Nobody knows what they're doing.
Does anybody have any idea what cats think?
We think they're boss and they're better than everyone. That's the perception. And it's, I don't know, I think it's pretty accurate.
I'm just wondering, is it because they're just such prey animals that they're just sitting there just watching for something to come by? You know, it's a little boring today. I've already had my kibbles, but, you know, I can just drop down on that child that's walking by right now and take it. I mean, I'm just thinking about it. We're going to take a break. This portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms, where, you know what, my favorite place, the only place I buy firearms is Bastiani Arms on Larkspur, because why? They have super customer service. I know the owners, John and Sarah. They have built a great, great place there. All of their, you know what, they've had their employees, a lot of those people have been there from the very beginning. And when you go in there, whether you're a novice or an expert, you don't get talked down to, they talk to you, they want to further your education. Bastiani Arms, classes in CCW by Seth Stokes, good solid classes, good guy teaching it, hunter safety, and more. All of this, one-stop shop, Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. If you go down there right now today and buy a gun, you can get it before the new year. Yeah. And then you could start the new year off with guns. Okay, we're going to be right back. It's 8:30 in the morning. It's 37 degrees, and it's going up to 64 today. We'll be right back after these messages. And Tony.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Everyone's looking for more out of life. But what exactly does more mean, and how and where do we find it? At Shasta College, more is whatever you want it to be. More degree and career options in virtually any field imaginable, from business and technology to healthcare, liberal arts, and beyond. More opportunities. The evolving economy requires well-trained, tech-savvy employees, and salaries are growing as fast as demand. Finally, there's more support. Shasta College is more than just a community college. It's a living, breathing, academic community where every student has the chance to connect, be inspired, and achieve their career and life goals. A new semester starts soon at Shasta College, and there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Visit ShastaCollege.edu to browse classes, apply, and register before classes start filling up. There's more for you at Shasta this semester. Come see what we're all about. Shasta College. More possibilities.
Redding Concrete is proud to help bring high school football to the radio here on KCNR 1460. Redding Concrete is your local ready mix concrete provider. Exceptional customer service and a quality ready mix product at competitive prices is our primary goal. Redding Concrete, located at 16855 Clear Creek Road. Give them a call at 530-244-7593 for your next concrete pour. Redding Concrete, serving you with a quality ready mix product.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
This is Mayor of Anderson, Baron Browning, wishing my nephews, Tyler and Austin Nelson, and all of the troops, both home and abroad, a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. As a Marine Corps veteran, I want to thank you personally for your service to our great country.
This Veterans Holiday Salute brought to you by Simpson University, Powerhouse Solar, Orchard Nutrition, and Dan's Optical.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460. It is 8:34 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, a veteran-owned business that gives great, great, great haircuts and discounts for seniors and veterans. It's man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. We're here with Dr. Kara Tennant, and we're talking about Christmas and animals and safety. And you know what? Have you ever had an animal come in with I don't know if you can even still buy it, but the aluminum foil, those things you put over like icicles.
Oh, the tinsel.
The tinsel stuff coming out of their, and you start pulling it out of their mouth. It's like 2 feet.
Oh yeah, that stuff is so dangerous. You know,
do they even still make that?
I was just gonna say I have not seen that in a while. But cats love tinsel, and they almost go into like a little trance where they're just eating and swallowing, and it's just going down. But anything string-like, so cats are trouble. They'll eat that, and they'll get that.
You got to worry if it's coming out of their mouth and their butt at the same time, I guess. So, okay. So, again, people, you know, like... things that break though, like the other night we had a glass break, and so there's a dog. Somebody immediately swooped down and picked up the dog, while I cleaned up all the glass to make sure the dog wasn't stepping on anything like that, which I thought was kind of cool.
Yeah.
They just, immediately just grabbed the dog up. Aww. And so, you know, till we get all the glass cleaned up, but you've got, you know, ornaments on trees and things like this, and especially cats going by the tree and knocking them off.
They're trouble. So I have a tree for the first time in probably 5 or 6 years.
Really?
Yeah, and I've got, I've got the three kitties, and one of them is a year old, but he still acts like a kitten, and he's trouble. So he has eaten, the sequins off my little tree skirt, and on my tree skirt I have little reindeer that have a collar on it, and the collar has a bell on it, so he's eaten all the bells. they're little,
wait,
so they're going to pass
they
right
go?
Through.
Oh, okay, so
he
it's
ate
going...
them or did he hide them?
No. So...
he may have hidden them.
No, he's going to have jingly poop.
I think he ate them. I know. I haven't, I don't know. He could have hidden them because I haven't seen them.
Okay, because I have a girlfriend, quick story, who lost her wedding ring. It was sitting in a, on next to her in a little bowl, and a couple other things were missing, and she couldn't figure it out. Well, come to find out one day when she was cleaning her house, she pulled up her carpet, and all those things were under the carpet. The cat had slid them in a spot. Seriously.
So when I take the tree down, I'm going to find all the sequins
Maybe.
And the little bells. Yeah.
Unless he poops it out.
Maybe. But I have no ornaments on my tree. I have a star at the top, but no one, just lights and no ornaments.
Just because, for that reason?
Because of him. And I think as he gets older, then it's not going to be as much of an issue, but it's... you know, to explain how Christmas decorations and holiday decorations can be so dangerous for our pets. We've got candles burning, so they'll knock them over, start a fire, or they'll burn themselves, singe their fur. We've got potpourri, you know, going, and that's toxic if they decide to eat it. That's never good. Mistletoe, holly, very toxic to animals.
I'm sorry, but with the climate of what's going on in today's society, there is no mistletoe anymore.
No.
Anywhere.
Not allowed to kiss under the mistletoe.
Be hugged or any of that kind of stuff. Because you know what? 10 years later,
sexual
when you're running for president, hey, he hugged me underneath the mistletoe. I did not ask for it. Did not ask to be hugged.
I was touched inappropriately.
And the fact that she licked my face had nothing to do
with it.
That's right.
No. Sorry about that.
Sorry.
You're lucky you got hugged today, Kara.
You have to sign a waiver before you leave.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I think about that sometimes because I'm a huggy. I'm a very huggy person. I just do. I'm a touchy, feely, huggy, emotional person.
I know it's hard to imagine.
I know. I'm shocked. I'm sitting over here shocked.
So, you know, what am I supposed to stop, you know, curtailing?
Where do you draw the line?
Yeah. You know, anyway, so...
Honey, never draw the line because you're not going to... You are not... If somebody tries something with you, you're going to set them back. And I can't imagine that somebody tries something with you that they don't know, like, right away that line
is
crossed.
Oh, no.
And so there will not be that problem.
What I'm saying is that if somebody uncomfortable with me being so huggy and stuff...
I have not seen one complaint so far.
Sidebar about the mistletoe and cats. Okay. So anyway, mistletoe and also, poinsettias?
You know, here's a cool fact. Poinsettias or poinsettias?
Somewhere
I never know how to pronounce it.
But it's, that's good enough.
Either way.
Yeah. That's stacking your dishwasher,
They're not
honey.
As toxic to animals as everyone thinks.
Oh.
They're still toxic.
Okay.
Like, they'll still cause vomiting and diarrhea, but they're not necessarily going to kill them. If you wanted to compare a poinsettia to a lily, they'll
that's
die
right.
with a lily.
Lilies. If they eat a lily,
second.
That's it.
Oh, any part of it. I mean, even if, you know, the little the pollen sometimes will fall on the counter. Oh, if they lick that, kidney failure. Dead.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know. Don't keep any bulbs.
Easter lilies.
Yeah,
is that
all
what
of them.
You're talking about?
All of them.
Every lily.
Amarilla. And bulbs.
Cats and dogs? Cats,
you know, I actually don't know about it. It'll probably cause
something.
Not as bad with dogs, but cats
it'll
are the
kill
ones.
A cat.
Yes.
Wow.
Okay, I want to be clear on this.
I never knew about that.
I need to be clear because I talk about this, you know, we sit in our circle up at the doggy park. Cats can eat dog food, but dogs who eat cat food is not good for them. It's a different digestive system. Did you say that before?
Well, maybe. Okay, so cat food is very rich, high in protein, high in fat. It has to be high in fat so that they can metabolize the protein, and cats have to have high protein. So if dogs eat the cat food, high fat, high protein, then they get sick, so like pancreatitis, and that can be deadly too. But if cats always eat dog food, then they can die too, because then they'll have a taurine deficiency, and they tend to go into heart failure. So they cannot eat, like also with a vegetarian diet, they can't eat vegetarian diet. They have to have meat.
Well, can a cat then on this type of diet, because it's such a high protein diet, does it eventually get to their liver?
Mm-mm.
Well, does it get to some kidneys?
Kidneys. You know, if a cat lives long enough, they'll go into kidney failure. And I don't know. I mean, that's a good point. I don't know if it's because they need such a high amount of protein.
I was told that one time. Somebody I knew lost their cat, and the veterinarian had told them that because cats are usually on such a high protein diet that it eventually wears out their kidneys.
I mean, it makes sense.
It
but
does.
They need it,
yeah.
though.
Yeah. So they're going to die one way or the other.
Huh. Now I have something else to look up.
There you go.
Gosh.
And we had a friend how old was that cat that just died?
20.
20 years old.
And we sat there yesterday and we cried because, you know, you're mourning. And I shared with her a story about my dog. And so you can't, it conjures up the fact that, you know, that's a family member that, and she was sharing with me that when she and her husband got together, that was their child. They have children from previous marriages. But so that was their child. And she said, I don't think, you know, I spent a lot of time this last year alone because he traveled a lot. And she said, that cat was always in my computer room, always, you know, part of, just always around. And so there's such a great, there's a grieving period of the loss of a pet. I don't think some people don't get that. It's huge.
A lot of people don't understand that. But animals, oh gosh, you know, they're so special. They're part of the family. It is like losing a family member when you lose one. And that is one of the hardest decisions that you ever have to make.
And you have to, and not to be maudlin during this time, but that's things that you help them make that decision, I'm sure. Because
right.
they're going to ask you, you know, doctor, I mean, are they in pain? You know, mm-hmm. And you're going to just tell them, you know what, it's time.
Yeah. Yeah, that's part of my job. So part of my job is to help you make that decision. I don't make that decision. I can tell you what I think. Like if you're waiting mm-hmm. too long, or I think your animal is suffering, but that's ultimately your decision, and I can you know, help with that.
Yeah.
And euthanasia is a gift. I mean, that's a gift that we can give our pets that we don't always have for ourselves. I mean, we can choose when an animal is suffering, mm-hmm. And we can actually, you know, help them. So I think of it as a gift because.
If this is something you love, if this little animal is something that you've loved. And it's suffering. You don't want it to suffer
no.
just because you want to be have it around you.
Yeah.
This doesn't work for me, though, honey. It doesn't mean that you can cap me just because you're just, you know, because you think I'm suffering. You know, you need to ask me, and I have to write it in two different languages before you pull the plug.
Well.
Okay, but you know, you're absolutely right that, and I know people that do that, and it's just devastating to them, but mm-hmm. it's. They don't want their. Isn't it funny how? And I'm not one that pushes euthanasia or self suicide, but we've known people that, you know, that are living with that kind of pain and those kind of things, and that you don't want to see them live in pain either.
Mm-hmm. So. And our pets depend on us, and they need us to feed them and love them and walk them and care for them and give them shelter. And they're poor little things. They can't talk and tell you. You can only just read when they're in pain or read. And that's why we love having you come on and tell people about you, care attendant from Care Animal Hospital, that you're, you know, that take them to the experts. Take them to somebody who's just a loving and caring person herself. That's why we really appreciate you. Right?
Oh, thank
say
you.
That. Yeah.
That's so nice.
And we're going to take a break when we come back more with Dr. Care Attendant here on KCNR 1460.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe she'd been drinking too much eggnog, and we begged her not to go, but she forgot her medication. And she staggered out the door into the snow.
The McConnell Foundation wishes all active military, their families, and our local veterans who have served happy holidays. This is Shannon Phillips, Vice President of Operations for the McConnell Foundation. This time of year, Americans are serving our nation in places far from home, as they have every holiday season in our country's history. Let's remember as a community the sacrifices our men and women in uniform have made and will continue to make. The McConnell Foundation salutes our active duty and veterans by wishing you happy holidays.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Merry Christmas from all of us at True Life Church. We pray that you have a wonderful celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ. This is a great country that from the beginning was established with freedom of religion, a freedom to worship God as you choose. We are also thankful for the Constitution and its rule of law, and a hearty thanks to the people who were and are willing to give their life and live their life to make and keep this country free. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Steck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Rocking around. Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebot and Dr. Kara Tennant. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. If you're having problems with your air conditioning or heating, well, especially heating now, if you don't call the best in the North State, Alliance Heating and Air, you're being foolish. They can handle any type of heating system or cooling system. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. These are the only people we let touch our systems. Alliance Heating and Air, a veteran-owned business. Okay, let's go to the phones. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, Carl, Linda, all you guys down there, Bobby, and everybody else.
Everybody
else. Merry Christmas, buddy.
Merry Christmas. Hey, I just wanted to remind you guys about Servicemen's Feast tomorrow. All veterans, all current, all first responders, anybody who walks in the door, we're going to feed tomorrow at the Vet Hall downtown on Yuba Street from 3 to 7.
From 3?
A complete dinner, ham or turkey and dessert. And we'll have functions going on. There'll be carolers and Santa will be there and all kinds of good stuff.
And this is for all servicemen and first responders, and it's free. All servicemen and veterans,
yes, sir,
and first responders, and it's free. It's important. Everybody knows it's going to be at the Vets Hall tomorrow from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m.
Yeah, if you come in, we'll feed you.
If you come in, they're going to feed you. There you go. All right, buddy.
6,800 people every year, buddy.
It's, I know. It's a great, great event. Thank you.
All right. We love you guys.
We love you too, Indian Dave.
Take care.
All right, take
Thank
care.
Thank you. Love you, buddy.
Okay, hey, you know what? By the way, I talked to UP yesterday, you know, because they blocked off all the parking there, and we've got our elderly veterans.
Oh,
now
you
there's
did.
No place. And what they said was we blocked it off because of the possibilities of injuries and litigation. I said, how long? I said, you've been there for like 40 years.
Yeah, you were talking about that.
I said,
last
has anybody
night.
Sued you? And they said, no. And I went, is this some kind of weird, you know, anger thing you've got going with the county? No. And she said, we don't want to see our elderly veterans hurt because if they're on our property and they trip because it's not paved and so, you know, blah, 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 blah. And I went, okay. So that's the bottom line. They're afraid that that somebody will get hurt and they'll sue. Anyway, going on. Dr. Kara Tennant is with us in our last segment. What do we have in that last segment here?
You know, I thought I'd talk about pharmacies.
Okay.
And drugs.
Good.
I know. So a lot of the drugs we use for animals are actually human drugs. And so what that means is that we can prescribe these medications and you can fill them at a human pharmacy. Not all of them, but a lot of them. And that's important because it can save you, you know, save you a little bit of money. Where we get in trouble is with a lot of these online pharmacies that are not, they're not reputable. And so they're, because it's big business. Animal medication is a big business, especially, you know, flea and tick medications, heartworm medications, anti-inflammatories, because dogs and cats can't really take human anti-inflammatories. And there are some pharmacies that you can get these things without a prescription, which is actually not legal. And so the problem is that you're finding, say, a heartworm preventative, half the cost of what you can get from your vet or from Costco sells a lot of animal medications, so say from Costco, and you think, oh, gosh, you know, I've got a great deal. Oh, look, I don't even need a prescription for this. I'm just going to buy this. And so they buy it, but it's not that heartworm preventative, or it's an expired preventative, or they, you know, it's not actually that medication.
It's not working. It's not going to work.
It's not effective. And so you think you're saving money, and then your dog gets heartworm disease, and now you have a dog who has heartworm, which is dangerous, and now you have, you know, a $2,000 medical bill that you'll need to treat the dog's heartworm, and it's not guaranteed that he's going to, you know, live through the treatment
anyway. Yeah.
Right. So, yeah, so there are some reputable online pharmacies that you can, you know, that you can use, and vets will, you know, write you a prescription, or a lot of the times with the online pharmacies, you order the prescription, and they shoot us a prescription request that we sign and fax back. But ask your vet the cost, too, because you'd be surprised a lot of the medications that we have are actually cheaper than what you can get online, or even sometimes even at Costco. So definitely check. But a lot of vets want, you know, they want your pet to be cared for. And vets, honestly, vets are not in this for the money. They want your pet to be healthy and happy.
You don't make a lot of money on that.
No.
You just want them to be treated, though.
Exactly. So don't be shy, or don't be concerned that we're going to judge you for asking for a prescription or asking, you know, to have it filled somewhere else, because we want your pet to be cared for.
And people that try to take, you know, but you know what, it's tight and things like that, but mm-hmm. you know, it's going to end up costing you, the possibility is going to end up costing you a lot in the future, or you're going to lose your pet,
mm-hmm.
or both.
I'm curious if there's like a coalition of online conversation that happens with the vets, like with our devastating fires in California that's been happening in the Northern California area as well, smoke inhalation that happens with humans would happen with pets as well. So, I mean, what do you do in a case like that?
So when we have smoke inhalation, we treat them just like we do in humans, with oxygen and supportive care. So sometimes they get secondary infections. Sometimes they need antibiotics. Sometimes they need bronchodilators. Every case is different. A lot of these animals also have burns. They have burns on their feet. We don't really think about that as humans, because most of the time if we're I mean, not that this happens too often, you know, lots of people are in fires, but, you know, we're wearing shoes, so we're not thinking that the ground is really hot or that we're stepping mm-hmm. on embers or things like
embers,
that.
Embers, that's the big thing I would think about.
Yeah, yeah, so we do see a lot of burns, and I'd say that we probably see more burns than we do smoke inhalation, but we certainly do too. But vets pull together to help treat these animals, and there is also, there's a medical reserve corps in Northern California where people volunteer, veterinarians volunteer, mm-hmm. And then they'll go to these places who need medical care.
That I would love to see a special on that, on the veterinarians that go to these places, because the first thing, I mean, I think, oh my gosh, the homes, and I think about, you know, the years of collecting and how that really, that's there's PTSD, there's trauma with losing all that stuff, mm-hmm. but your pets. Now, all of a sudden, they're out of the home, they're used to a certain routine, just like we are, and they've suffered as well. So I'm curious, would love to see what happens and the good stories that come out of
mm-hmm.
the good and the trauma. It's real life.
And you need to make sure that your pets are microchipped, too. I mean, especially in an area where we are, where we see a lot of fires, and there's always a possibility that something can happen.
Is Redding a hot spot for heartworm?
Oh, yeah. So for heartworm, I probably diagnose maybe 4 to 5 cases a month.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think about how many dogs I probably see in a month, that's a pretty high percentage. Some of these dogs actually are on heartworm preventative. They've just not been consistent with it. Like they've been off for a few months, or maybe the dog spit up the pill behind
the couch.
That's
that's the thing. It's the battle. She used to eat it. Now it's Velveeta cheese and me. With that, imagine that. She's worked me for like 9 years.
Right.
So, yes.
Anyway, okay, Dr. Kara Tennant, Care Animal Hospital. It's on the end of Hilltop, right behind the Giant Burger, Bartell's Giant Burger, and it's up there by the car wash, and it's expanding because you're open
a new vet?
7 days a week.
Good. Yeah, 7 days a week, which also means you can pick your pets up from boarding on Sundays, which is always nice.
And what's your phone number over there?
It's 244-2287.
You can go to the website, which is very, very thorough, and it tells you about pet-friendly hotels, pet-friendly. So if you've got friends coming to town and they have a pet, where do I go? Where can I go eat? It gives you all that information as well.
Where you can go eat with your pet?
Yeah.
And by the way, the new Sheraton Hotel or motel when it opens up, it's very pet friendly, but it's also going to have patios out there that you can come in from your walks or runs with your dog and just sit out there and eat.
Be nice. It's a nice area down there.
It's going to be great.
Yeah. Well, Merry Christmas and happy holidays. We love
you.
We have loved you in 2017 being with us, and we look forward to many more times with you in the future.
Oh, thanks for having me.
You have lots of great information. Okay, everybody, remember the Shasta Wolves are fighting it out tomorrow night for the state championship. Let's get behind them. And everybody, have a great weekend. It's the good guys against the bad guys. Let's all be good guys this weekend.
You can stand me up at the gates of hell. But I...
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
Increased a portion of the child tax credit in order to sway another Republican vote.
Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio had said he would not vote for the final bill unless the refundable child tax credit was increased from $1,100. Now negotiators say they will increase that amount to $1,400 as they try to win Senator Rubio's vote. It is unclear if that change will meet the senator's demands. Senate Republicans need every vote they can get from their own caucus since no